Please be seated. On behalf of the family, I'd like to welcome you to our worship service this morning. We pray that the good news of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ would be a comfort today and tomorrow and always. Just a few brief words on our service. Outline of our service is printed in our bulletin for today. The hymns are in our hymnal. We have a worship insert where the readings are printed out for you so that you can follow along as well. Also, our closing hymn is on a separate insert, and we'll make sure that we point you to that at that particular time. The service concludes, and we'll move to Lincoln Memorial Park for the committal part of the service. It's a short service of prayers and readings. You're all invited to join us for that after the service. We're not really sure what the weather is going to be. The sun is shining now. A lot of rain is in the forecast. So if you're not able to join us at the committal for weather reasons or work reasons or any other reasons, you can have lunch right away in the fellowship hall. And that way you'll still get a chance to meet and greet the family when we get back from the committal service. So either way, you're invited to join us for a time of lunch and fellowship following our service. Our opening hymn is number 570, Just As I Am. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us together today, family and friends who are hurting. Because our friend, our grandma, our great-grandma, our mom, our mother-in-law, our dear church friend is no longer with us. And Heavenly Father, death hurts and the sting is real. Heavenly Father, today we thank you for the gift of your Son, the Good Shepherd, who lays down his life for the sheep. The Good Shepherd, who picks his life back up again 3 days later. The Good Shepherd, who shares with us his love letter of forgiveness, life, and salvation. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of Betty. We thank you for her selfless, sacrificial example. And we ask you now to bless us with that same comfort and confidence that filled her life, so that we too can see the cross of Jesus Christ for us and for our salvation. Heavenly Father, bless our time together. May the things that we do and say be to your honor and to your glory. As always, Lord, everything we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 570.
of worship is found on page 278 in the front part of your hymnal. Page 278, we stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In holy baptism, Betty was clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covered all her sin. St. Paul says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? We were buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. For if we have been united with Him in a death like His, we shall certainly be united with Him in a resurrection like His." We turn to Psalm 23, printed on your bulletin insert. We will speak it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us. Lord, have mercy upon us.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God of grace and mercy, we give thanks for Your loving kindness shown to Betty and to all Your servants who, having finished their course in faith, now rest from their labors. Grant that we also may be faithful unto death and receive the crown of eternal life through Jesus Christ, Your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
You may be seated.
The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 40. A voice says, "Cry." And I said, "What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all its beauty is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows on it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Go up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, fear not, say to the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God comes with might, and His arm rules for Him. Behold, His reward is with Him, and His recompense before Him. He will tend His flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in His arms. He will carry them in His bosom, and gently lead those that are with young." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hebrews chapter 13. Now may the peace of God, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do His will, working in us that which is pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand. We continue with the verse. Alleluia, alleluia. Jesus Christ is the firstborn of the dead.
To Him be glory and power forever. Alleluia.
The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
God has made us His people through our baptism into Christ. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe
in God, Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, and descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, Father Almighty. From thence He will come to judge the living and the dead.
grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. Text for our meditation this morning, from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, 3rd chapter, 3rd verse. And you show that you are a letter from Christ, delivered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts. Dear friends in Christ, I remember when I was little, how excited I was when I received a letter. Boy, growing up on a farm, you had all this farm magazines and farm stuff that would come. But when there was a letter addressed to me at Rural Route 2, Box 23, West Point, Nebraska, 68788, I got excited. Didn't matter if it was important in the world's eyes or not important. It was important to me. Somebody sent me a letter. I was important. I was special. I was somebody. But as I grew up, getting letters was not always that special. Sometimes you'd get a letter and it would be a bill. Sometimes you'd get a letter and it would be junk. Sometimes you'd get a letter and it would have bad news. But there were certain times, in the midst of all these other kinds of letters, there were certain times, even then, when a letter would come, especially if it was hand-addressed on the front cover, you would get this letter and that sense of excitement and anticipation would be there. Generally, around a birthday or Christmas. And sometimes, inside that card, there would be an additional letter. Maybe a form letter like they send out at Christmas time. But occasionally somebody would take the time to write a word or a paragraph or a page or a volume. We've lost that today, haven't we? We've lost that letter writing ability today. Oh, sure, we have all kinds of social media. We're connected to one another by Facebook and Twitter and Snapchat. We can have people sitting on the same couch texting each other because they cannot carry on a human conversation anymore. We don't know what it's like to communicate. And this whole notion of letter writing is just completely gone. My friends, today, God has a letter for you. And it is a letter from the Good Shepherd. It shouldn't surprise us that many of the books in the New Testament are called letters. Epistles. God is in the letter writing business. The entire Scriptures, all of God's Word, is like one giant love letter to you. My friends, when we get a letter from someone we love, sometimes that letter is very honest. Maybe even to the point of being brutally honest. And that's God's Word. This is God's letter to us. The Good Shepherd writes to us and says, we all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each one to his own path. How easily we know that that word in that love letter from God is true. We are the sheep. God, specifically the Son of God, Jesus, is the Good Shepherd. We need to know our role. We go after every little voice, every fleeting thought or desire. We follow the passions and ideas of our hearts. Like a little child following a butterfly, no matter where it leads, even if it's out into the middle of a busy street. Our attention span is very short. We hear words that sound sweet and promise only poison, and yet we don't think about the consequences. God's word for us today is true. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Everyone to his own way. But that's not where God's word, God's letter from the Good Shepherd, ends. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. And the Lord has laid on Him, Jesus, the iniquity of us all. Do you see the irony of that? We are the ones who have gone astray. We are the ones who have broken God's holy law. We are the ones who have disregarded God's word again and again and again. We're the ones that are guilty. We are the ones that are deserving of punishment, eternal punishment in the fires of hell. But instead, God, our loving and gracious God, took the guilt, the pain, the punishment, the suffering that we deserve and laid it not on us, but on God's dear Son, the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. Jesus, like a lamb led to the slaughter, is the Good Shepherd who bears the sin for the sheep. We read Psalm 23 earlier, and it's a wonderful passage, but sometimes we leave it too generic. The Lord is my shepherd, and we are left to fill in the blank for Lord of any God of our own making, any God of our own choosing. God's love letter to us will not have it that way. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. There is no doubt about who this Shepherd is. I am the Good Shepherd, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Jesus lays down His life for you, for me, for Betty, for the life of the world. This is God's love letter for us. But the good news does not end with Good Friday. We all have a giant pall hanging over us. Our greatest enemy is death. God's word to us is clear. The wages of sin is death. There is no difference. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Our enemy, like a shadow lurking behind every corner, is there. When we get sick, when a friend, a neighbor, a loved one gets sick, when someone we know or love dies, even when we open up the paper and read the obituaries, we are reminded of our own mortality. It is there. It is always there. And every day we look in the mirror, we realize that we are getting older, grayer, balder. A constant reminder of where this journey of life ends. In a casket. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. Jesus laid down His life for you, and 3 days later, He picked it up again. Jesus was dead and is now alive, never to die again. He has conquered sin, death, and the devil. Our greatest enemy has been defeated once and for all. This is the good news that God has for you in His love letter today. Jesus says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in Me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. And whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Jesus asked Mary and Martha on the road. And in this love letter to us, the same message and the same question is there. Do you believe it? Do you believe that Jesus, what Jesus did for the whole world, He did for you? We heard in our gospel reading, one of Betty's favorite passages, where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through Me. There aren't many gods, only one. There aren't many paths to salvation, only one. There aren't many hopes, only one. The life, death, and resurrection of the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, for you. My friends, if we really believe this stuff, there is nothing we wouldn't do, wouldn't pay, wouldn't pray to get it. But the best news of all is that it's free. And sometimes, because this salvation is free, is a gift, we think that it's not worth anything. And for that, we need to repent. More precious than gold or silver, power, prestige, more precious than anything you can possibly imagine. The forgiveness, life, and salvation that God has given you, earned by Jesus Christ at the cross and empty tomb, delivered to us in the waters of holy baptism, spoken into our ears to encourage us and comfort us in good times and in bad, placed into our mouth as we eat and drink the crucified and risen body and blood of Jesus to give us strength for the journey. There's another thing that God does to give us strength for the journey. In addition to the letter of His Word, His inspired and inerrant Word that cannot lie and endures forever, He gives us lots of little letters. Love letters to remind us of His great love for us and His love in action. I remember the first letter I ever got from Betty. It was in a birthday card. I opened it up, and like the old sinful Adam sometimes does, look for a check. And there was one there. But the most important thing in that card was a 5-page handwritten letter. Some of you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? Yes. Oh, what a hot summer we're having. Oh, if we could only get a little rain to break this heat. I mean, it was just a regular conversation. It was a window into her soul. It was a way for her to communicate. Because, you know, in those 30 seconds after church when you're shaking the pastor's hand, you just can't have that kind of talk or visit. Betty wrote a lot of letters. Betty shared a lot of herself. Sometimes it'd be a little newspaper clipping. Maybe it would be a little poem. You name it, if she could think of it, that's what she sent to you. Do you realize that when Betty sent you a letter, this was God working through a dear child of God to give you a smile, to give you a word of encouragement, to give you a pat on the back, to tell you that you're not alone, you're not forgotten. This is how God works. This is how God worked through Betty. And you know what? It's a lost art. We are so busy and so wrapped up in ourselves. You know the rest. Sometimes we have good thoughts about making a phone call or a letter, but they just don't translate into action. Our heart's in the right place, but we just don't have enough time. I got a card, but I don't have a stamp. I got a card and a stamp, but I don't have an address. I could call, but I don't know the number. Oh, they're probably busy or they're... My friends, today, we have a marvelous opportunity to give thanks for a selfless example of love. Betty made phone calls. Betty wrote letters. Betty was a friend. It's a great example for us. But we need to know that Betty was so much more than an example. Betty heard the Word of God and believed it. Her kind of faith and her kind of religion wasn't a twice a year or even an hour a week kind of religion. She heard the Word of God and it transformed her life. That's why she was such a faithful wife. A great mom, a great grandma, a great friend. One who thought of people when others did not translate those thoughts into actions. It was the love of God welling up inside of her and overflowing out of her. It was God sending a letter of love, not written on a tablet of stone or a piece of paper, but on the heart of Betty for you. What an amazing gift. Remember one of the first visits I made? Don asked me to come over. I had no idea what I was getting myself into on that one. And as we sat around and as we drank coffee and, Don shooed Betty out of the room for a while because we had to talk about manly things. But then she came back in and we sat around and we visited. I don't know that there was a 6-inch spot on the wall that wasn't covered by something. And I pointed up to the wall and I said, "My mom, who's a few years older than you, Betty, my mom has a picture just like that hanging in her bedroom." You know what happened next, if you know Betty. This was in my office the next day. Thanks, Tony. "To dear Pastor Poppy, may the Good Shepherd always guide you. You have touched our lives." She had it backwards. She's the one that touched our lives. And the reason she touched our lives is because the Good Shepherd Jesus touched her life. Today, as I told the family, we mourn. But we don't mourn as those who have no hope. Because just as sure and certain as Jesus Christ has lived and died and lives again to all eternity, Betty Carter lives by grace through faith, clinging to the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ. Imagine what she is seeing now before the very throne of God, reunited with your dad, singing praises forever and ever and ever. And as what Betty clung to, even during the last difficult weeks and months, never wavering, now is a reality. We cling to that Word of God and that same love letter of the Good Shepherd for us, who lived and died and lives again and gives us hope and gives us encouragement. God's letter for you is you are not alone. God says, through Jesus Christ, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. I have taken your sin and put it as far as the east is from the west. I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. The Word of the Lord endures forever. My friends, cling to this Word. Cling to this hope. Rejoice in the gifts that God gives you along the way. And today, as we cling to the cross of Jesus, we give thanks for the love letter that was Betty Carter. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our lives, our letters, in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. Betty never complained about the hymns that we sang. At least not to me. But when we sang one of her favorites, she always thanked me. Rock of Ages, 761.
this time we stand for the prayers of the church found on page 280. One note, in the Nunc Dimittis on page 281, we will speak that Nunc Dimittis, not sing it as indicated in the bulletin. We stand for prayer, page 280. Let us pray to the Lord our God and Father who raised Jesus from the dead. Almighty God, you have knit your chosen people together into one communion in the mystical body of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Give to your whole church in heaven and on earth your light and your peace. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been baptized into Christ's death and resurrection may die to sin and rise to newness of life, and so pass with him through the gates of death and the grave to our joyful resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, grant that all who have been nourished by the holy body and blood of your Son may be raised to immortality and incorruption, to be seated with him at your heavenly banquet. Lord, in your mercy, give to the family of Betty and to all who mourn comfort in their grief and a sure confidence in your loving care, that, casting all their sorrow on you, they may know the consolation of your love. Lord, in your mercy, give courage and faith to the bereaved, that within the communion of your church, they may have strength to meet the days ahead in the assurance of a holy and certain hope, and in the joyful expectation of eternal life with those they love who have departed in the faith. Lord, in your mercy, help us, we pray, in the midst of things we cannot understand, to believe and find comfort in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy, receive our thanks for Betty and for all the blessings you bestowed on her in this earthly life. Bring us at last to our heavenly home, that with her we may see you face to face in the joys of paradise. Lord, in your mercy, O God of all grace, you sent your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to bring life and immortality to life. We give you thanks that by his death he destroyed the power of death, and by his resurrection he opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. Strengthen us in the confidence that because he lives, we shall live also, and that neither death nor life, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from your love, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die.
Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Lord God, our shepherd, You gather the lambs of your flock into the arms of your mercy and bring them home. Comfort us with the certain hope of the resurrection to everlasting life and a joyful reunion with those we love who have died in the faith. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give to you peace.
Amen.
Let us go forth in peace.
In the name of the Lord. Amen.
Our closing hymn this day is the old rugged cross. It is on a bulletin insert. And as we sing, we will depart.